core that are led by the U.S. Agency for International Development, led by NGOs, led by the State Department, but instead have been taken over by the Pentagon and really tried to infuse a war-winning agenda into what would traditionally just be a development agenda. So while the U.S. Pentagon taking over an oil and gas sounds outrageous, and it is, and sounds like just a pretty literal, you know, embodiment of war and oil, it's also a bizarre natural outcome of this broader process whereby the Pentagon has really taken over development in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
That was Red Eye Collective member Sean Mullen interviewing author Antonia Yuhas. Antonia is a fellow at the Investigative Reporting Program at the University of California, Berkeley, in the Graduate School of Journalism. She is the author of Black Tide and The Tyranny of Oil. Her recent article on Afghanistan and oil can be found in the January edition of The Atlantic Monthly.
I don't like life when things get dark. The hen party has saved the night and freed themselves from drunken stares, having fun and dancing in a circle around the leather bag. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning.
You are listening to The Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Real talk for the fourth world.
It's time to leave this paradise. But the chip shop isn't closed, cause their pies are really nice. I'll eat in the taxi queue, standing in someone else's food. Wish I had lipstick on my shirt.
You are listening to Angry Indian Radio, the podcast of the Aboriginal Press News Service.
Find us on the web, ang-newswire.blogspot.com.
The Congress went on for 2 weeks. As speakers, it gathered together spokesmen representing various mainstreams of violence and change in our society.
The peculiar character of modern domination is the following, and this applies both in Harlem and in underdeveloped countries, and it applies both with regard to all of the big powers, is that they want these people to shut up. See, these people don't belong in this lovely, high technological, interesting system. They are unnecessary. We don't need them, really. We don't need their labor. Finally, we don't need their raw materials. But unfortunately, they are people who, when they starve, get rambunctious. See, and why don't they shut up? See, why do they exist?
Angry Indian Radio. You are listening to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Stand up and fight for Indigenous rights.
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
This is Indian land! Indian land! Indian land! Indian land!
You guys have no jurisdiction here.
You are listening to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Real talk for the fourth world.
Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro, that's nothing. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? And how did he take it? What gun did you see? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you as dumb as you are right now?
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
us all one land, all saying the same thing. This is our homeland. This is our birthright. They don't want any white man comes in here and tell us that you have to divide this up this way or that way. White man doesn't own this land. Just because he has a gun, he said, I took your land.
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Transmitting from within the occupied Aboriginal territories of North America to the people of the Fourth World and all ships at sea. This is Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Internet Radio for Smart Aboriginal Radio.
Este es Aborigen Inteligente de Radio.
This is Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Listen to Angry Indian Radio. He is not only for Indians, but he is also for blacks and other minorities. And they have done a lot on the problems in Palestine and also the problems of blacks. And so I recommend that you listen to them.
Internet radio for Smart Aboriginal.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Transmitting to the people of the Fourth World from within occupied North America. This is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Salutan and peace to all original human beings resident on the physical plane. I'm your host, Angry Indian, editor-in-chief of the Aboriginal Press News Service, blogging to the Fourth World from aboriginalpress.tumblr.com and aboriginalpress.wordpress.com and ang-newswire.blogspot.com. Thank you for tuning in to Indigenous News Thought and Analyses, concerning the issues that matter to original peoples and other communities across the world living under imperial, theological, racist, neoclassist, neo-colonialist, neoliberal, neo-fascist, and neo-misogynist control. That's a bloody long list, isn't it? I wish to welcome you all to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Welcome along, I wish peace to the gods and earths, and love and solidarity to the original family, the entire original family at this time in strife and struggle. This is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. How are you doing? It's weird out here. It's weird out here in the third and fourth worlds, but regardless, we're going to push on. Now, it really, and I'm just going to address this just to get it out in the beginning. It just really amazes me on what we hear feedback on. Now, you know, we have certain subjects here that you know, people listen. We understand that there are folks who are actually pressing some of these things to CDs and giving them out. Well, I mean, you know, that's totally cool. You know, nothing wrong with that. You know, spread the information. But it's really funny about how everyone, well, not everyone, but those that were really keen on the show, because Lupe, the executive producer, and I, who is your engineer for this evening as well, we were looking at this and we said, okay, fine, you know, this is pretty good feedback. You have some shows that almost nobody listens to, right? And then you have others that everybody seems to listen to. But it seems that the latest most popular show was the Black History Dispatch we did, which there was only one. I mean, it's a short month anyway, right? But we only did one specifically because we talk about these things all year round, every year. We have been doing so for years. But you know, anytime you seem to mention homosexuality, anytime gay people, anytime the subject comes up, I don't know what it is. It's folks just get upset. You know, white people get upset, people of color get upset. You know, everybody just starts to freak out, and it's totally ridiculous. But you know, we had someone on not too long ago. Actually, we've had several people on where I ended up having to trash the show just because, you know, they want to talk about colonialism in Africa. They want to talk about bias, right? They want to talk about all these things. They want to talk about racism in particular. But funny, though, nobody wants to talk about discrimination as it applies to gay folks. And when I say by nobody, that's not exactly true. So let's narrow it down a little bit. It seems that a lot of the brothers, and I'm sorry, but I have to say this. It seems a lot of the brothers, a lot of African women as well, too. But, you know, I want to say African people, but that will automatically bring down the condemnation of I'm not being fair because I'm being too broad and being generalist. Okay. I mean, we're going to talk about, you know, what is hip-hop or whatever the hell that's supposed to be, which to me is just a marketing term. I don't care who gave it the term and what it's supposed to mean. I'm just seeing a whole lot of nonsense come out of this rap game. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think it's ridiculous that African people in the United States, especially young African folk, are putting all their eggs in one basket in terms of hip-hop will save them, as if hip-hop is a religion. Does hip-hop teach you how to build a bridge? Does hip-hop teach you how to build an economy? Look at all the criminality going on within the ism itself and in all of the street realities that it reflects, that is only being reinforced within the ism with the excuse that this is just art. But see, nobody wants to take responsibility for that. Everybody still wants to talk about, you know, Bush W, you know, Bush II, you know, Reagan, right? Yeah. Oh yeah, they were bad. They were bad, but see, nobody wants to blame Clinton because Clinton was the first black president, right? Even though he's responsible for locking up more black men than any other president on record other than the one that's in there now. But see, you know, Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, he got the ball rolling with the new crime bill. And I know those of you under 25 don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. The new crime bill was the series of legislations that he got through that basically said, or basically mandated, racial profiling in the federal government. You can be stopped for having dreadlocks. You can be stopped in the street and searched and questioned simply for wearing dreadlocks. Why? Because as far as the system is concerned, that automatically means that you use marijuana. Secondarily, it also means you probably have gang membership, especially if young and under 25. But see, but while y'all are talking about the Illuminati, which does not exist, you're not paying any attention to what is really happening to you. You know, you're praising Obama that isn't doing any, he's not doing a fucking thing for you. He can't bring up police brutality. He cannot bring up discrimination in housing. Now, yes, he talks about homophobia, which he's supposed to, but he does it at the exclusion of just about every other discrimination that's out there. Now, yeah, you have a immigration, at least with Mexicans anyway. I mean, do they count people from Puerto Rico who are really not immigrants but treated like immigrants any goddamn way because of the colonialist situation? Do they have a line to the powers that be? Can they pick up the phone and make a phone call? No. Can Dominicans do this? No. Can Venezuelans do this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you're from any other country that speaks Spanish in Latin America or Portuguese, nobody gives a damn about you in the United States. Nobody gives a damn about you in the United States. If you speak Spanish and you're from Spain, that's a different story. But if you're from south of the Rio Grande, nobody gives a damn. Unless you're from Mexico, because that's where it's moving. And this is not a knock to my Mexican brothers and sisters, who, for whatever reason, don't call themselves Chicano no more, because I remember Chicano had a meaning. Cesar Chavez gave Chicano a meaning. Where is Chicano now? You don't even hear that anymore. Chicanos used to stand with the American Indian movement, right? Chicanos used to stand with the Black Panther Party for self-defense that gave birth to all of this, right? You don't hear Chicano no more. They want to be American. I mean, Morrissey, Stephen Morrissey, the British singer, has a huge following in the Mexican-American population. They identify with this white man more than they identify with other people of color in the United States. Politically, emotionally, socially. You know, I mean, this is where it's at. Colonialism is a bitch, ladies and gentlemen. Colonialism is a bitch. And where I'm going with all this is that for the RGB brothers who come on the show and, you know, and as soon as you mention homosexuality, just, you know, we end up having to trash the interview, right? You know, and some other people we've had on about the same thing who then, you know, made some statements and then got upset because of what they said and then, you know, accused us basically of taking them out of context, even though what they said was reasonable. But then, you know, we know what it is over here. They went back to their community, they went back to the people, and they came down on them because they didn't come down on gay folks. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You know, you can't be a revolutionary if you don't come down on gay folks, right? You know, like I said, CeCe McDonald is sitting in prison right now, a American, transgendered person. You know, I mean, for those of you who want to be particular, yes, male to female, but who gives a goddamn? This is a human being, right? But see, the majority of you out there that, you know, are coming back to me with this negativity, obviously don't see this person as a human being. See, you want the pure race. Right, you want this pure race in Africa, this Pan-African pure race, no European blood, no Arab blood. Some of you are Muslim; it has to be all, you know, Islamic. The other half, you're kind of into Christianity, but it's an African form of Christianity, and you don't want any Muslims around either. No pagans, no traditional people. Right, both of you can agree on no homosexuals. And that, you know, all of you make an argument that homosexuality and mixed tribal and mixed blooded Africans never existed. That there were no African Indian hybrids, no European hybrids, no Asian and African hybrids. That it was just this pure race across the entire continent. That somehow, and I'm not kidding about this, ladies and gentlemen, no one can seem to explain to me where the break is. And I'm saying this because I've sat in front of KKK members, which is what most of the RGB crowd has not done. They have not done this. After the slaughter that went down in the Carolinas, where the KKK and the White Patriot Party just shot down a bunch of communists and black people for opposing them, It was amazing that this happened, and, you know, nothing was done. I mean, it was a trial and anything, but all of the white supremacists were acquitted. The town blamed the communists, not the Klan. They blamed the left-wing people. They blamed the communists for stirring up the black in that community and, you know, causing the Klan and the American Nazi Party, who now has an office, a lobbying office in D.C., I might add, caused them to jump into two vehicles, come to where they were protesting, to get out of those vehicles, go into the trunks, go into their waistbands, pull out weapons, start firing on unarmed people who are holding nothing but placards and were not making a direct physical threat to them. And the American Court of Law has found that the communists were guilty, because they stirred up the black people in the community against the Klan. They were at fault. See, we're not paying attention to the lesson from that. See, the communists had nothing to do with what the Klan does, other than to say that it was wrong. But it moved away from Nazism being practiced in the United States. It moved away from the terrorist group that is the Ku Klux Klan. The focus moved away from the racism in the Carolinas, right? It moved over to the communists. But the communists are not out there threatening people. The communists are not out here doing violence. The communists are not out here pushing a pure race ethic. And you will find a lot of RGB people that can't stand socialism, can't stand communism. They can't tell you anything about it. They've never read Das Kapital. They've never read, they've never read Kapital 1, 2, or 3. They've never read the Manifesto. They've never read the Working Man's Association speech. They've never read Anti-Semite, you know, they've never read any of it. They don't know what they're talking about. But they can tell you all about Alex Jones, can't they? They can tell you all about Alex Jones, can't they? They can tell you about every conspiracy theory that is being pushed by the neo-fascist movement in the United States, and, or neo-fascist slash neo-confederate, because it's the same thing. The only difference between the two of them, they both push a pure race ethic. They say they're not racist, but they both push a pure race ethic. Neither of them can stand homosexuals. Just can't stand it, because that's somehow impurity. Right? In both groups, the misogyny level is high. Women have a particular place. To be sex slaves. To be things to be looked at and gawked at and paid for. But that's it. Oh, wait a minute. You know, wait a minute. Lupe's saying, and you're right, I'm sorry. You're leaving it out. That's right, they're all supposed to be broodmares. I forgot about that. Right, they're just supposed to be, you know, propagate the, I was going to say species, but really, with these cats, it's the race, isn't it? You know, it's the race. It's always about the race. And, it, you know, this nonsense is just that. It's nonsense. You know, it's complete nonsense. There is very little difference between black supremacy and white supremacy. Now, I would make an argument between white power and black power, because white power is what we're dealing with. So the idea of black power in terms of protecting, you know, your own or our own in this sense, because according to the one drop rule, that's what I am, right? You know, our own bread. Which only makes sense. I mean, if you're going to have a problem with that, and you have a problem with the term black power, if you have a problem with the term black hyphenated with power, then that's really your problem. Because when I look at Zionism, that's all the hell I see. They're looking out for their corner of the world and not giving a damn about nobody else. Now, I will, you know, take responsibility for criticizing my own folks. But see, where are the Jews that are criticizing other Jews? Now, they're out there. And they get called what? A self-hating Jew. You know, and, you know, where I'm going with this is what Lupe and I have been hearing here for the past, fortnight. That somehow I'm a self-hating black man because I admit that homosexual people exist. You know, for my African brothers and sisters who really have a problem with that, you know, again, I know I said this the last show, and I'm going to repeat this again only because I'm hearing this when I go to get coffee. If you don't like black folks, if you're black, white, or whatever, if you do not like gay people, don't have sex with them. You see, it really is that simple. If you don't like homosexuals, do not have sex with them. Nobody is forcing you to do anything. Nobody is forcing you to do anything. Now, if somebody puts their ass in front of you, and, you know, you put it in your mouth, and nobody's holding a gun to you, nobody's holding a shank to you, and you do what you do, and everybody comes to a satisfactory conclusion, you know, you did that on your own, man. You did that on your own. Nobody put you in any position. Nobody brainwashed you into doing this. You went down there because you wanted to. You took part because you wanted to. Don't act like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm being hoodwinked. I'm being bamboozled into accepting this gay agenda. Man, look, you know, the gay agenda is what? Treat me like a motherfucking human being. You know, it's like they're trying to do marriage and adopt, you know, and do everything else that everybody else is doing. But then you come down on them about it. Well, you know, that's the same goddamn argument that white folks make and still make. You know, against natives, against African people, against everybody who's not European, actually. You know, trying to do what you're trying to do. Remember Loving vs. Virginia, 1967, for those of you who are too young to goddamn remember and don't want to do any real research. This was a white man, a decent white man, and he married this black woman because he loved her. And for whatever goddamn reason, the state of Virginia said, hey, we can't allow this in 1967. In 1967, I mean, my own parents, when they got married, they were technically breaking the law. The only reason they were allowed to get away with this at the time was because on her, my mother's birth certificate, her race was not identified. They didn't, you know, natives, they didn't put your race down. And people didn't get social security numbers until much later. I didn't get the social security number myself until I had to start applying for jobs. It just wasn't like that. It wasn't like what it is today. You know, and the young folks, regardless of your ethnicity, you got to understand something. You think all this just came about now, seeing black folks on TV. I grew up, there was no black people on TV unless they were cleaning floors. And it was always a broad-beam, stereotypical black woman. She was cleaning floors. Yeah, you had white maids like Hazel, you know, but it was a big deal for Julia, like I suppose the big deal is now for this new television show, Scandal, for the same thing. I mean, we are invisible. What's the big deal about Scandal? I think it's an overacted piece of propaganda that makes torture and indefinite detention and surveillance and what have you seem like commonplace. Well, it is commonplace, but it makes you, think that this is okay. Like 24, disemboweling somebody on the last episode, Jack Bauer. So, you know, if you watch this and you think that that's cool, like most Republicans do, like most friends of Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh do, and the Fox News, non-news network, really, then, you know, you have to understand that this world did not come, you know, you think there were always cell phones, you think there were always PCs and what have you? No. There was a world before you. You know, and being born and raised in the United States, you tend to think that the world revolves around you and nobody goddamn else. Because that's the ism here. Selfishness. It's just you. And it's not even a philosophical selfishness. It's really just pure selfishness. Just not giving a damn, not thinking about anybody else. It's a shame. And then you want to talk about Christ and you want to take the pop culture meme that's been completely twisted by white people like Glenn Beck and the King niece, for that matter, to where, you know, Dr. King that said, lay down and let people spit on you, urinate on you, you have the moral high ground. In the meantime, they're wrecking the world. See, he's been taken completely out of context. Just like Malcolm X has been taken completely out of context. You ask the average white person, even if he's supposedly a liberal, which we all know liberal, you know, what does that mean, you know? You know, I mean, Phil Oakes talked about this. What is liberal? Doesn't mean anything. It never really did mean anything. It just meant that you sit on the fence and will stand there. And as long as things are working for you, you don't say anything. See, and this is where the African / liberation / power movement is. You know, they want liberation for themselves, but they want to be able to discriminate against other people. So basically, you want to do what the white man's doing. Because that's what it is. You know, for all these people who are like, well, I don't like what you say about Jay-Z and Beyonce, so I'm not going to listen to you no more. Hey, don't. Don't. They just were exposed for ripping off a food program in Nigeria using $1 million for their own goddamn expenses. They're multimillionaires and they're using, you know, aid money for their own goddamn expenses. And these are people you want to worship. They don't represent me. They definitely don't represent me. You can't talk about Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X and talk about Jay-Z in the same breath. That doesn't make any sense. And Lupa's reminding me, that's why we're at it. You know, what is it with all of the negativity that's coming down on Dennis Rodman? What is wrong with everybody? What was he supposed to do? Go over there and insult the dictator over there who just got in office, who doesn't know anything? I mean, he's the George Bush of North Korea. I mean, what the hell does he know? He doesn't know any goddamn thing. He looks so bewildered when I watched him on international news accept his position after his father passed away. He looked totally inept. He's into basketball. The fact that he even knows who Dennis Rodman is in a closed society like that says what? He's useless. You know, and I'm not trying to, diss him personally. I'm saying as a political entity, he's useless. He's going to do what he is told to do, just like Bush II. He will do what he is told to do. Now, how did Rodman get picked? I don't know. Why shouldn't they send Rodman? Why not? Why not? You know, you usually send the suit-wearing types, you know, types and what have you. You know, you send all other types of freaks. You know, so, and then, you know, you're sending him. Why not? Because he says, I have a friend for life. You know, as far as I know, the new dictator, underline new, capital N, the new dictator, as far as we're aware, hasn't done any goddamn thing. He's just getting his feet wet. He hasn't done anything. And what I don't like about all of this hypocrisy is that if you're going to come down on Rodman for talking to him, think about what you got going on here at home. Bradley Manning is sitting in the joint. For what? What? Reporting a war crime? Indefinite detention? Kill list, right? You know, I mean, we keep hearing about the kill list, right? Assassination now is part of black letter law here in the United States. Albert Woodfox, the third time a court has said this man is supposed to be released, but because he's a Black Panther and he refuses to renounce the Black Panther Party for self-defense, they keep him 40 years in solitary confinement. So you still want to tell me about North Korea? Hey, hip-hop generation, you still want to get on Robin about North Korea talking about he's supporting a dictator? You're sitting within a goddamn democratic dictatorship. What the hell are you talking about? I'm not going to name any names. So people out here writing about Rodman like this, and I'm just like, man, calling him a faggot and what have you. I'm just like, whoa, wait a goddamn minute. Wait a minute. Just like I had to tell somebody over coffee just yesterday. I said, you know, this guy, he lives, you know, this cat, and he listens to the show. He knows what I'm talking about. This is a stray cat. This is a brother now, a Christian. Can't stand gay people. We bicker about this often. Not comfortable around gay folks. Christian, right? You know who his hero is? Wesley Pipes. Not Wesley Snipes. Not Wesley Snipes, the film actor. Wesley Pipes, the porn actor. Now, I got no beef against Wesley Pipes. Wesley Pipes is making his paper, doing whatever he's doing, right? He's a grown man, and he made his own decisions. He's making his own decisions. We can sit here and talk about the racism that's inherent within the pornography industry, and it's glaring, brothers and sisters. It's glaring. It's glaring. You know, and it's not a matter of being a prude, because I'm not. I'm just pointing out, you know, a conundrum here. Now, this particular cat came at me because he thinks that I'm somehow giving a green light to homosexual activity, right? When we don't endorse nothing here other than, you know, do peace and don't hurt nobody while you're doing that peace. You know, you do whatever the hell you want to do, but you're not forcing nobody to do what the hell they don't want to do. You know, who the hell cares? Adults make adult decisions, right? Well, this particular cat, he went through this, I don't know how long it was. It was about 10 minutes. He just went on about how, you know, it was unfortunate that I was giving airtime to this. And I pointed out, I said, you talk here and you make jokes about Wesley Pipes, the porn actor. And he goes, yeah, and he's not a gay porn actor. And I'm like, that's funny, because I was at somebody's place not too long ago who I brought this up. I brought up the name Wesley Pipes, and he showed me a movie in which Wesley Pipes and somebody else, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, make anybody feel uneasy, but let's just say it was a double penetration, two males and one female, a double penetration into the same orifice, and I'll let you figure it the same out. But my point is to this Bible thumping homophobic brother was that for everything that you're telling me right now isn't what he does it regularly in his films, which he admitted that he's aware of this, that he's aware of this particular position or whatever you want to call it, this menage a trois thing, that he's aware that the genitals of both males come into contact in order to penetrate the female. But he swears that there's nothing homoerotic about it. And he admitted to me sheepishly that he actually has these scenes that I'm talking about, that he knows what I'm talking about, and that he doesn't have a problem with them. And several women and I that were there kind of pointed out the hypocrisy in that, but he didn't seem to get this. He didn't seem to get this because, you know, as far as he was concerned, because Wesley Pipes, you know, has the persona of a thug, that is quote unquote all good. And I told him that a Marine, who I later found out was gay, right? You know, a few years later, had told me one time that, you know, there's this joke that he said was a joke within the Marine Corps. And if you're a Marine, don't get mad with me. I'm just telling you, this is an anecdote. I'm just saying what I've heard. That if a Marine sleeps with another Marine, he's not a fag, because they're two men. On the other hand, if a Marine has sex with a man who isn't a Marine, well, that's different. And like I said, I later found out that this particular individual was in the closet and had been in the closet his entire married life and came out at 60 some odd so he could be with somebody and live his last years in some relative peace, in truth, for himself, right? So he was miserable all this time and basically led his entire family to believe that he was 100% there when he wasn't. Because people like the gentleman I'm talking about here, who is living in a delusion, doesn't feel that people should be able to live the way that they want to live. And making, you know, really, really wrong assumptions that, you know, somehow European encroachment brought about a particular idiom. When the idiom was already there. If anything, if you look at history, my brother, my homophobic brother, you will find out, especially in the Americas, they made a point of, you know, Europeans made a point of killing, of violently removing visibly homophobic, visibly homosexual people. In the case of the Americas, we use a blanket term now, two-spirit. But in Africa and in Asia, it was definitely the same thing. They definitely did this in the Philippines. They definitely did this throughout Asia, throughout Africa. So, you know, I mean, in Pacific culture, nobody gives a, it's not so much that nobody gives a damn. Being of a third gender is part of the culture. That was the case in India. What is the case of the Hijra? We've mentioned this on a previous dispatch. What is the case of the Hijra? The Hijra has been moved and pushed to the margins by British colonialism that is being perpetuated by the extant Indian social system, which is already classist and racist to its very core. So, you know, I don't want to talk anymore about this because it pulls me from talking about other things. But, you know, those of you who have a problem talking about homophobia in terms and this relation to colonialism at home and abroad and mentally within ourselves, if you don't want to talk about that and you want to talk about a pure race thing, a pure race theory, then, you know, you might as well go with Immortal Technique and sit with Alex Jones. Because Alex Jones, I mean, some of you I'm sure are aware of this, but Immortal Technique sat down with Alex Jones in front of a huge, I don't know what this gun was, but let's just say it does a lot of damage. They're sitting there admiring and, you know, oogling over this weapon that has no other use other than to take lives and human life at that. And the fact that he would sit with, I'm talking about a moral technique now, the fact that he would even sit with Alex Jones after what Alex Jones said about Trayvon Martin. And I'm not even going back to the other crap hole that Jones has been about. But, you know, he is, you know, part of, I mean, he's down with Bo Greitz. Bo Greitz is a white supremacist. What, you know, I mean, what's going on here? Why are black men who should know better hooking up with the white supremacist movement? What is it with the guns and the Bible bit? Why are you, you know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute here. What the hell is going on here? You don't like white colonialism, you can't stand the white man and his system, but then you use the Bible. Where the hell do you think that's coming from? And don't tell me about Palestine. They didn't have a book back then other than the Torah. And according to the Torah, which has nothing to do with you, if you're going to follow all of that literally, then fine. Believe the homosexual, the anti-homosexual bit if you want to. There's also the curse of Ham. Do you accept that? So if you're going to accept one, accept the other. You can't play favorites, right? For those of you who supposedly will represent God because God is too weak to represent himself, I mean, don't play favorites. If you're going to hate one thing, hate it all. And that, I suppose, includes probably even hating yourself. This is the Angry Indian, and you're listening to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
reporting for InfoWars.com. Well, the Trayvon Martin case that's been promoted by Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and others has completely collapsed and appears to be a hoax. It looks like Mr. Zimmerman followed him, and that was his only mistake. I think it was stupid, because that's always escalating things. But now there's witnesses that have been there from day one, the police didn't tell anybody about, that Trayvon Martin was on top of him, broke his nose, you know, busted his head open. It looks like Martin's got all sorts of stuff in his past. The media has been showing photos of him when he's 12 years old instead of 17. Zimmerman, of course, was like 5'2", 5'3". Trayvon Martin, 6'3". So we now see this image emerging of the fact that what we were originally told is not the case. And haven't we seen that before with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton? Two shameful people who are constantly race baiting and creating racial division, trying to raise money off this. The new Black Panther Party, who just are basically, in my view, Black Ku Klux Klan, running around calling for vigilante justice to get Zimmerman. The media piling on and calling the guy white when he looks more Hispanic, so whites can be bad. We saw that with the whole lacrosse team thing. They were totally exonerated. Turned out the whole thing was made up. Did we get an apology from Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton? No, we never did. Now, when cops shoot a black man in handcuffs in the back, who's completely innocent in San Francisco, it gets covered up. And you don't see, you know, people running around calling for riots. But whenever it can be about playing groups of Americans off against each other, the mainstream corporate media that wants to divide and conquer is there. But remember what happened with the lacrosse team at Duke. Well, now all of this is coming out. Let me show you right here some of the articles just to refresh your memory. Charges dropped in Duke lacrosse case. Totally exonerated, all made up. Now, here's the Drudge Report. New details emerge on Trayvon. Multiple suspensions from school, marijuana, graffiti, possession of burglary tool, jewelry. Cop Zimmerman says Trayvon decked him with one blow, hammered head on sidewalk. That's what witnesses, we learned a week ago, have been saying. Suffering broken nose, had injury to back of head. Former NAACP leader, who actually wants people to live in peace, accuses Sharpton Jackson of exploiting death. And he says the real problem is black-on-black crime. Yeah, that's the real death numbers. Mother seeks to trademark son's name. Cracker T-shirt hits Florida streets. And boy, I saw this. You know, why is it always okay to call white people names? Why is it always okay to do stuff like that? I'm sick of it. I mean, look at that. Puss-ass cracker. It's supposedly cute and funny. So this is just completely and totally disgusting, and I, for one, am sick of it, okay? And to watch tens of thousands of people in Orlando, in Dallas, in Chicago, in New York come out and protest in basically a hate white people event. Let me tell black folks something, okay? And I know we have a ton of black viewers and listeners who are great people and fully awake to the real threat, the global mega banks destroying our society, the depression, the devaluation of the dollar, the wars, the, you know, the troops breathing to you. But to the folks that are buying into this kind of mainstream media race pimping deal, this is about divide and conquer. The average white person is a guilt-ridden creature who hates themselves and wants to prove to black people that they love you. Okay? I mean, a large portion of whites voted to put Obama in office. So I'm sick of hearing this. And I told people, they're putting Obama in so he can create racial division, not using this to heal old wounds, because the system doesn't want that. They want to continue to play people off against each other. So the Trayvon Martin hoax is imploding. Okay? It is imploding, and the former head of the NAACP is right. This is being used as a way to get people at each other's throats. It is only going to hurt relations in this country and hurt our economy as people don't work together. Because even if whites aren't racist, most of them, they start getting paranoid, thinking everybody, you know, hates them. Again, that's the slogan of InfoWars.com, because there's a war on for your mind.
Don't let the colonial occupation blues get you down. Listen to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. The podcast for Intelligent Aboriginals.
You can. can't bring up, one guy sent me a very interesting thing about Barack Obama and race. You can't bring up anything other than that suddenly he's African American. If you start to, you know, delve around the edges of, wait a minute, isn't he mixed race? Weren't we told that last year or whatever, biracial? Not allowed to say that anymore. Apparently, the mainstream media has dubbed him to be African American.
Yeah, I was driving in today and I was seeing, because I saw this the piece with him on 60 Minutes, and I thought to myself, he's very white in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, gee, can I even say that? Can I even say that without somebody else starting a campaign saying, what does he mean he's very white? He is. He's very white.
When a Muslim without a birth certificate has taken over the White House, you need a good white former junkie to show you the direction that America needs to go in. Beck, it's What's for Demagogue.
Every day, one more Aboriginal person will test positive for HIV. Some will be rejected by their family, friends, and community. They will live in isolation, their voices no longer heard. HIV/AIDS stigma and discrimination denies our people the right to protect their future. You can make a difference. Be their voice.
BD is for everybody, not just for the few. Anyone can share BD with someone nice as you. For everybody, darling, have no doubt that anyone can get ED. That's what it's all about.
If you're curious or confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
Radio Insurgente, la voz de los sin voz.
Vamos, 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 vamos adelante, para que salgamos en la lucha avante, porque nuestra patria grita y necesita de todo el esfuerzo de los zapatistas.
Transmitiendo desde algún lugar de las montañas del sureste mexicano, en la frecuencia 100.1 en FM.
Hello, I'm Carol Gordon. Plan B is an emergency contraceptive that prevents pregnancy. It is not an abortion pill and does not cause an abortion, only the prevention of pregnancy. If you have had unprotected sex or have been raped and need Plan B, contact your local Indian Health Service. You have a legal right to receive Plan B over the counter, meaning without a prescription or a doctor's appointment if you are 17 or older. Plan B must be taken within 72 hours of sexual intercourse to be effective. For more information, call 605-487-7072. This message is brought to you by the Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center.
White society wants you to know that anti-African racial hatred is a thing of the past.
We are the Ku Klux Klan! We hate niggers! We hate Jews! We hate faggots! And we hate specs! We don't have to have a reason to hate it! People need to get off your ass and wake up! This is America!
With white people showing love like this, who needs enemies? Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. The anti-colonial cure for mental slavery.
Did I do something?
It wasn't you.
Then what on earth is wrong?
I was touching you.
Do you think that makes you a
lover? Well, I'm not.
Are you afraid to stay?
No.
You are. You're afraid of me.
I am not.
And you're afraid of yourself.
That's ridiculous.
Do you think if you stayed, something might happen?
Of course not.
Even if we sleep in the same bed?
No.
You don't believe that or you'd stay.
I just think it would be better if I go.
I dreamed I'd thank Scotty Ann for a persistence of time. Back when Steve and Diva died, that album changed my life. It was a package of pure darkness tied up with a silver string, delivered by a fast train, rearranging how I think. He said, I can't believe you even know that I exist. I've got all of your albums and I think you are the best. He started to cry and I started to laugh. I gave him a hug and he gave me his autograph. Reeling in my disbelief, I know that it was just a dream. All the covers that I see are different from the books I read. Everything is crumbling around me. Why does everything cost so much money? Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby. Here's a simple dissertation on a complex situation. Money and intimidation and mass graves make strong foundations for the giant corporations that own all the TV stations, telling us to take vacations to their big theme park plantations rather than to hearts of nations where we might meet people on the street who say, I don't want my MTV 'cause it brought Viva to its knees and Mom and Pop are begging, please. Globalization's killing me. While we think that they think they need all of the things we think we need, like Martha Stewart shams and cheeks and sugar-free powdered iced tea, vanilla Coke, lemon Pepsi, Friends episodes on DVD. Psychiatry, weapons of mass instruction finally broke me. He said, act your age, don't be afraid, take two of these. Now listen real hard, put down the guitar. Don't be a retard, be all that you can be. The things he said I could be were laid out right in front of me. Would I choose deep fried apathy, McNuggets where my ball should be, your supersized conformity. I walked away and I'm still me. Free to go fucking crazy. Free to know why I'm angry. One and one is three. And you and me is all I need. Singing songs, drawing cocks, the locked doors find deflated hearts and pump them up.
New America Foundation just did a survey. It's a huge increase. I mean, I think 8 or 10 times as much. Or the drone attacks that Bush launched over 8 years in office in Pakistan, all these were exceeded in Obama's first year. That's the actual figure. And you remember when that Iranian woman died in the protests against the rigging of the Iranian elections, Nada. That same day, she dies in Tehran. Awful tragedy, of course. No disagreement. The entire Western media headlines, a moist-eyed president appears in the lawn of the White House, what a tragedy, etc., etc. That same day, a U.S. drone kills 50 women and children in the frontier regions of Pakistan. Not a mention. And then people are surprised at the anger in that part of the world against these double standards.
ಬರುತ್ತಿದೆ ಎಲ್ಲಡೆ ಭೀಕರವಾಗಿ ಏಡ್ಸು ಏಡ್ಸು ಏಡ್ಸೋ ನಮ್ಮ ವೈರಿಗೂ ಬಾರದಿರಲಿ ಅದು ಓಡ್ಸು ಓಡ್ಸು ಓಡ್ಸೋ
ಹೆಚ್ಚಿನ ಲೈಂಗಿಕ ಸಂಪರ್ಕದ ಸೋಂಕುಗಳು ವಾಸಿಗುತ್ತವೆ ಆದರೆ ಏಡ್ಸ್ಗೆ ಚಿಕಿತ್ಸೆ ಇಲ್ಲ
ಏಡ್ಸ್ಗೆ ತುತ್ತಾಗಿರುವ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಗಳಿಗೆ ನಿಮ್ಮಿಂದ ಬೇಕಾಗಿರುವುದು ಭೇದ ಭಾವ ಉಪೇಕ್ಷೆಯಲ್ಲ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಅಗತ್ಯವಿರುವುದು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ಅನುಕಂಪ ಮತ್ತು ಬೆಂಬಲ
ಕಾಂಡಮ್ ಅಥವಾ ನಿರೋದ್ ಬಳಕೆ ಲೈಂಗಿಕ ಸಂಗಾತಿಗಳ ಸಂಖ್ಯೆ ಹೆಚ್ಚಷ್ಟು ಎಚ್ಐವಿ ಸೋಂಕು ತಗುಲುವ ಅಪಾಯವೂ ಹೆಚ್ಚುತ್ತದೆ ಒಂದು ಪಕ್ಷ ನಿಮಗೆ ಎಚ್ಐವಿ ಸೋಂಕು ಇದೆ ಎಂದು ಗೊತ್ತಾದರೆ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಆರೋಗ್ಯವನ್ನು ಕಾಪಾಡಿಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗಲು ನಿಮಗೆ ಮತ್ತು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಕುಟುಂಬದವರಿಗೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರೇರಿತ ಸಮಾಲೋಚನೆ ಮತ್ತು ಪರೀಕ್ಷಾ ಕೇಂದ್ರದವರು ಸಹಾಯ ಮಾಡುವರು
ಚಿಕಿತ್ಸೆಗೊಳಗಾಗದ ಲೈಂಗಿಕ ರೋಗಗಳಾದ ಯೋನಿಯ ಸ್ರಾವ ಮತ್ತು ಗಾಯ ಹುಣ್ಣು ಕಿಬ್ಬೊಟ್ಟೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನೋವು ಮತ್ತು ಸಂಭೋಗದ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನೋವುವಿರುವ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಯರಿಗೆ ಎಚ್ಐವಿ ಸೋಂಕು ತಗುಲುವ ಅಪಾಯ ಹೆಚ್ಚು
ಏಡ್ಸ್ ಬಾರದಂತೆ ತಡೆಗಟ್ಟಲು ನೀವು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸಂಗಾತಿ ಇಬ್ಬರಲ್ಲೂ ಪರಸ್ಪರ ವಿಶ್ವಾಸ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ನಿಷ್ಠೆ ಇರಲಿ ನಿಮ್ಮದು ಏಕಪತಿ ಮತ್ತು ಏಕಪತ್ನಿತ್ವ ಸಂಬಂಧವಾಗಿರಲಿ
The Downing Street memo is relevant. The facts on the ground tell us there were no WMDs in Iraq and no links to 9/11. So, was the president misinformed about these issues? Or was intelligence being fixed to support an invasion? To read the Downing Street memo, or for news and information about it, go to the website afterdowningstreet.org.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
This is The Horn. I'm Bob Kincaid. Head on RadioNetwork.com, an internet-based conversation radio experiment into its 8th year now. Available most easily at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a Listen Live button. Just jump right on it, and there you are. Or if you're on a mobile device, it's also easy to find us at TuneIn Radio. A nice app for your mobile smartphone, or Tuner Internet Radio, or Dar.fm, or Stitcher Radio, Streama.com. We are rather ubiquitous. I mean, if we got more every night, we'd be paying salaries, right? Head on RadioNetwork.com.
So under President Ford, they produced this document called National Security Study Memorandum 200. Well, let me just summarize what that said. What Henry Kissinger and others said was that the threat of population growth in 14 countries, plus the Palestinians, was to be considered a threat to the national security interests of the United States. So even though America was guilty of committing acts of genocide before 1974. It was only in 1974 that genocide became the official policy. Are you listening to me? If you think I'm lying, go look up NSSM 200 on the internet. There's many sites on the internet that published the whole report, about 200 pages. Go read it for yourself. And they identified South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, the Palestinians, Brazil, and several other places. No. As enemies. Now keep in mind what this means. This is the first time in the history of America that populations of people, civilian populations, have been identified as the enemy. Not a political system like communism or socialism or Nazism or something like that. No, the very people themselves and the thing that they are doing that is a threat to the security interests of the United States, according to Mr. Kissinger, is that they're having babies. So just to cite one example from that report, Mr. Kissinger said, Nigeria, early in the 21st century, could emerge as a bona fide superpower in her own right. And the Nigerians, and not ourselves, might decide how best to utilize the natural resources of Africa. And they might decide that the natural resources of Africa should be used for African development and not the development of America and Europe. So therefore, the population of Nigeria became one of the enemies. Another example. Mr. Kissinger wrote that Brazil, which is the largest African country outside of Africa, with 70 million Africans, he wrote that sometime, I think, in the year 2035, by the year 2035, it would be Brazil and not the United States that would be the superpower in the Western Hemisphere. And the balance of power would shift from the Northern Hemisphere to the Southern Hemisphere. And so, therefore, Mr. Kissinger, Mr. Bush, Mr. Scowcroft, and all of them said in unison that it must be in the national interest of the United States to reduce these populations by any means necessary. Carter, the peanut farming nuclear physicist, a nuclear physicist masquerading as a peanut farmer. So under his administration, they published a report called Global 2000, written by John D. Rockefeller. And they set a goal. In other words, the first study was showing what the policy should be. Global 2000 was the implementation phase. And they called for the reduction of the world's population down to 2 billion by the year 2000. So I'm just giving you the background so that you can understand how AIDS fits in. How do you kill 4 billion people, in other words? So you never thought about that, probably. Did you? You never thought about that. Did you? You never thought about how you could wipe out an entire continent, have you? You haven't thought about that. So you're so wrapped up in yourself. You think everybody sees the world the way you see it. They don't. You think that what I'm saying and reporting to you is impossible because you don't think like that. But how could somebody do that? How could they think of something like that? Well, what made you the standard of what people can think about? These people think about what's in their interest. They ain't worrying about what you think about it. See, black people, sometimes you're so arrogant. Yes, you are. You're so arrogant. See, because you're so black that you don't even think about what it must be like to be white. And I don't mean no disrespect. But white people are at a disadvantage, a very distinct disadvantage. Suppose you were white on a black planet. That's why you have things like apartheid and Zionism and segregation. This is an effort of the white race to keep themselves separate and apart from black humanity. You've heard the old American expression, one drop of black blood makes you what? Black. So if you carry one drop of black blood, you are classified as black. You cannot be a member of the white family. We didn't set it up like that because we don't care what you look like. I got people in my family look like they white. Red hair, blue eyes, everything. But they got one drop somewhere. I'm just telling you the facts now.
This is Radio Intelligente Rindijina.